Hello.
Customer support returning your call.
Oh, hi. How you doing?
Good, how you do?
Good, thank you.
So how can I help you?
The reason I'm calling is because my cellular phone provider, which is T-Mobile, they sent me a gift saying that I can have a gift on cellular articles. So I pick one of the articles, and the online request was to pay only the shipment for the product. So I did that, and I paid the shipment. But in my credit card, it shows that they charged me $68.89 for the for something, I guess, for the product. So I want to know, why did they charge me? If the offer was only being for the shipment.
Okay. Can I get your zip code to start?
Zip code 33467.
33467?
Yeah, 33467.
First and last name?
First name, Rodolfo. Last name, Camacho.
Can you spell your last name?
C-A-M-A-C-H-O.
You said C-A-M-A?
C-A-N-A-C-H-O.
Okay. Let's see here. You said Jose? No?
Rodolfo.
Roberto.
R-O-D-O-L-F-O.
The last four digits of the card that was charged, do you have that on hand?
Let me pull it out 1 second. I think it's 0636.
I'm sorry?
Let me double check 1 second.
Okay.
I need to pull it out from my wallet. Hello? Yes, it's 0636.
What's the first six numbers on that car? I cannot find you. I'm not starting to think that's not us.
First six numbers is 470307.
Yeah, I'm not finding a record of that card being charged by us, and I didn't find you by your zip code or your name. So what I'm going to have to tell you to do at this point is do me a favor, call the bank, tell them that you have a charge that you have a question about. They have an 800 number that's attached to that charge that came from the merchant itself. We're a third-party company, so it didn't actually generate from us.
Right.
That way you can actually find out who that was that swiped that card, because I don't see you in our system. And you did say that number is 470307, right?
Yeah, and the last four is
0636?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, yes, sir. I don't have it. Even if we swiped it for a dollar, it would show in my system, and I have nothing.
I
do apologize.
Can you see the $7.95?
No,
which was
nothing.
The cheapest? Nothing.
There's nothing there. That's why I said call the bank, tell them that you have a question about a charge, and that you want the 800 number that's attached to that charge.
Okay. Well, actually, in the statement, when I look online,
I
on
the I don't know. I'm sorry to cut you off. I don't know why the statements have a different number than what the bank actually has. I don't know why that is, but it seems to be the case every time.
No, the bank. Yeah, I called the bank, and they gave me the same number that I see online on my statement, and I called that number. Then I pull out the envelope that the product came with, and I call the number, and this is the number I'm calling today.
What is the product?
The product is those cameras, like a light bulb camera.
Let me see.
That you can control from your cellular phone. You just hook it on the hook it on the light, and you bring down the app, and you can see.
Right.
And in
right.
fact, it didn't even work because my.
Right.
Mhm.
And I don't see that one here. Oh my goodness.
I don't have.
It could have been put in somebody else's name.
No, that's my. No, the envelope came under my name. And they have my information, my email.
I mean. I really cannot find anything, and that's crazy. Usually, like I said, if it came from us, it will show. But when you run even just your last name, there's a Lillian, there's a Tomas, Jose, Keith, Jasmine.
Oh, you mean by the last name, Camacho?
Mm-hmm. Those are the only names that I see that come up in our system with that last name.
Mm-hmm. And how about the address? Do you have the shipment address?
We don't go by the address. Let me see. Can I? What's your phone number?
Phone number?
Mm-hmm.
It's 561.
727-8215. Nope. There is copy. No, sir, I'm not finding anything in our system.
How about this number, the one that you calling from? 954. 242-9252.
No, sir.
Nothing. That's a mystery.
Yeah, I know, right? That's why my next step when that something like that would happen to me, I would immediately get back on the phone with my banking institution and tell them there has to be another number there because the number that I was given is not correct.
Okay.
The money got taken. So whoever that merchant is, they can find out for you.
Okay. Yeah, it was twice. One for the shipment and the other one for the product.
And that's exactly why I wouldn't let it go. It's your job to tell me what's going on with this account. You're supposed to be protecting my money. So therefore, you need
correct.
To get on your job and tell me where the money came from. Where was it taken from? So that's what I'm gonna do.
I will call in and make a dispute on those charges. All right.
Okay. All right.
Thank you for calling me back.
Yes, sir. You're welcome. Happy holidays.
You too. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.